USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump says his administration is doing everything they can to protect senior citizens during the ongoing coronavirus outbreak.
We've accelerated treatments, including Remdesivir, which is reportedly showing encouraging preliminary results.
Agriculture Secretary Sonny Perdue is commending President Trump for ordering meatpacking plants stay open.
The president demonstrated leadership in invoking the Defense Production Act.
Perdue also telling Fox News.
The good news today, I think we're having these plants prepared to open in days, not weeks. Some maybe by the end of this week, over the weekend, and others in the early next week.
Former Vice President Joe Biden is set to go on MSNBC's Morning Joe on Friday to address sexual assault allegations leveled against him by a former staffer. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Attention all radio listeners who still need food supplies. If you've thought about the implication of food-related supply chain disruptions and are concerned about the coming quarantines, this will be the most important message you will ever hear. Here's why. In the next few days, all Americans will face extremely hard choices. If we've learned anything from China and Italy, it's that quarantines and enforced lockdowns are just a few days away here in the U.S. Listen, while dehydrated food is becoming scarce, you can still get enough open pollinated heirloom seeds to grow a one-acre crisis garden. The truth is, growing nutrient-dense vegetables in the days ahead may actually be the single most important thing you do. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com and watch the new video to understand the nature of the threat. This could be life-saving. Lockdowns can last from 6 to 8 weeks. Get free bonus seeds. Special quarantine reports, too. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com. That's SurvivalSeedBank.com.
Senators are set to return to Washington, D.C. next Monday, as we hear from USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes in Washington.
U.S. Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell is defending his decision to reopen the Senate next week.
We can modify our routines in ways that are smart and safe, but we can honor our constitutional duty to the American people and conduct our business in person.
McConnell speaking on Fox News there. House leaders scrapped their plans to return to a full-time session next week after consulting with the Capitol physician who advised against it.
New York Democratic Governor Andrew Cuomo says a scale of testing, tracing, and contracting is a hurdle that must be cleared before the state can reopen.
That's why this is so hard, Tracy. In and of itself, one person, it's easy. 4,681 on one day. Today, we'll have another 4,681 people.
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limpels. Here are some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide and seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at YouMove.com, spelled Y-U-Move.com.
The government's Paycheck Protection Program for small business coronavirus relief loans reopened earlier this week with a fresh $310 billion in funding available for small businesses. There have been some glitches in the system, and financial expert Chris Hogan tells Fox News.
Well, I'm hearing from all different sides, people that have excellent relationships with their bank, but still their application was pending. They never got even affirmation that it was received. I'm hearing people that have tried to follow up on it, and they're getting either rejected or kicked out of the system. And so I'm hearing a lot of nightmare stories in as far as the businesses around the country. And so I'm just advising people to let's not wait on the government to try to save the day. We're going to have to look at this and make some tough decisions. We have two options. You have the employee retention credit that will allow you to put cash in your pocket without taking on debt, and also the deferment of payroll taxes. And so I'm just encouraging businesses out there to take a really hard look and pivot. I'm hearing about restaurants that instead of being able to have dinners, they're selling their options for people to be able to buy so they can keep their doors open.
House Speaker Nancy Pelosi is defending former Vice President Joe Biden regarding sexual assault allegations against him when he was in the Senate. During a Capitol Hill briefing, Pelosi says there was never any record to support the allegations made by Tara Reid. Pelosi did take issue with even being asked about the allegations. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.